Section A.
1. When do you need to have the letter typed?
The sooner the better. I've got to mail it tomorrow.
Question. What are they talking about?
Two. Will you go with us to Kunming? It's a wonderful place.
I'd like to, but I am afraid I don't have enough money.
Question. What's the woman's problem?
Three. I've got a few things for Mary.
A few? It seems you've bought the whole supermarket for her.
Question. What can we learn from this conversation?
Four. Will you give me your email address so that I can send you my reply?
Why not call me, since you have my phone number?
Question. What does the woman mean?
Five. How long will it take to get my computer fixed?
It shouldn't be longer than 3 days. I'll call you when it's okay.
Question. What is the man going to do?
Section B, Conversation 1.
Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am. Can I help you?
Could you tell me where the bank is?
It's upstairs, across from coffee bar.
Thanks. Do you know what time it opens?
It should be open now. It opens at 8 a.m.
Good. And can you tell me how often the buses for the city center run?
Every half hour, and you've just missed one.
Oh, dear. Then I'll have to wait for another 30 minutes. Thank you very much.
That's okay. Questions 6 to 7 are based on the conversation you've just heard.
Question 6. Where is the bank?
Question 7. How often do the buses for the city center run? Conversation 2. Hi, Jean. Please take a seat.
Thank you.
We are now considering your application. Are you interested in working in the marketing department?
Yes, I am very interested in marketing. It would be a new challenge for me.
How do you feel about working on weekends?
Working on weekends? I haven't thought about it, but I will definitely consider it.
People in that department often need to do market surveys during the weekends.
Then I will try my best to do that.
By the way, do you live far from the company?
No, it only takes me 30 minutes to come here by bus.
That's fine, thank you. Question 8 to 10 are based on the conversation you've just heard.
Question 8. In which department is the woman likely to work?
Question 9. What's the special requirement for the job?
Question 10. How long does it take the woman to get to the company by bus?
Section C. In the USA, 30% of the adult population has a weight problem. To many people, the case is obvious. They eat too much. But scientific evidence doesn't support this idea. Going back to the America of 1910, we find that people were thinner than today. Yet, they ate more food. In those days, people worked harder physically, walked more, used machines much less, and didn't watch television. Several modern studies have shown that fatter people don't eat more than thinner people. In fact, some investigations report that fat people eat less than thinner people. Recently, a study of a research group found the following interesting fact. Thinner people are more active than fatter people. Therefore, those who exercise regularly can eat more and still lose a large amount of body fat.
Section D. Do you have a tough math test coming up? Then listen to some classical piano music just before the test. You might come up with a higher score. Researchers at a university in California conducted an experiment. They asked a group of college students to listen to some piano music by a famous 18th century composer before taking a math test. They were surprised to find that the students' scores jumped 8 to 9 points. The music seems to excite nerve activities in the brain, similar to the activity that occurs when a person is figuring out a math problem. However, the scientists warn, before you get too excited about applying this method to your math test, you should remember that brain exciting effects last only 10 to 15 minutes.